confuse you, I'm going to change the second reading. It's exactly the same passage, but I'm going to read the Matthew version. Matthew chapter 5, verse 30. Verse 38. You've heard it was said, eye for eye and tooth for tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone wants to take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you. You've heard that it was said, love your neighbour and hate your enemy. But I tell you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, that you may be sons of your Father in heaven. He causes his sun to rise on the evil and the good, and sends rain on the righteous and the unrighteous. If you love those who love you, what reward will that be? Are not even the tax collectors capable of doing that? And if you greet only your brothers, what are you doing more than others? Don't even pagans do that? Be perfect, therefore, as your Heavenly Father is perfect. This is the word of the Lord. May the words of my mouth and the thoughts of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Today the value we're looking at is generosity. Generosity is an interesting one. The various values we've looked at so far and will look at are about how we do things. About doing things, like being biblically principled and being enthusiastic. This one is not about what we do, but about how we do it. The Oxford Dictionary defines generosity. Well, defines being generous as showing a readiness to give more of something than is strictly necessary or expected. A readiness to give something more than is expected or necessary. A generosity is an abundance of something. The first reading from Deuteronomy was about caring for the needy. Just go back to it. If there's a poor man amongst you, brothers, in any of the towns of the land that the Lord your God is giving you, do not be hard-hearted or tight-fisted towards your poor brother. Rather be open-handed and freely lend him what he needs. That's about being kind to people in need, helping people in need. It's what we might call benevolence. Also, we think about, and next week we'll be thinking in detail about hospitality, about helping people, welcoming people to our homes, sharing things with people. Hospitality. But it's possible to be generous, to be benevolent, to be hospitable, to be helpful. It's possible to be that in a grudging sort of way, or a minimalistic sort of way, to give what we think is perhaps enough, and that will do. The least I need to give is the least I should give. It's an attitude that you often find. But generosity blows that out of the water. Generosity is giving the best that I can, giving more than I need to, giving greater. Some quotes about generosity. And don't ask me, because I've never heard of these people either. But quote, somebody called Susie Orman said, true generosity is an offering given freely and out of pure love. No strings attached, no expectations. Time and love are the most valuable possessions you can share. Cahill Gibran said, generosity is not giving me that which I need more than you do, but it's giving me that which you need more than I do. Not giving me that you need, I need more than you, but giving you that which you need more than I. And Henry Taylor, he who gives what he would as readily throw away gives without generosity. For the essence of generosity is self-sacrifice. We're called to give. And we're not just talking about money. Usually when we talk about giving, we're talking about money. But this is more, far more. It's more about ourselves, giving of ourselves, giving our abilities, giving our talents, giving our skills, giving the things we have to other people, giving to friends, give to neighbours. As Jesus said in that passage I've just read from the Gospel, giving to those who we may not consider friends and neighbours, but giving abundantly, not just giving enough to be going on with. We as a church are called to be a generous church. And that means going a stage further forward than we expected. We referred last week to the coffee at small groups. It's only a small thing, but it was a decision that he took right at the start. But we'll be having coffee and tea, but it wouldn't just be ordinary coffee. It would be good quality coffee. It would be coffee in cafeterias, well brewed, special coffee. Not just the basic shove it in from out of a tin and pour the water on it, but coffee that has to have time to brew. The same with we don't have plates of biscuits in small groups, we have small cakes. More than is necessary. And that's just one of the ways that we as a church are trying to show hospitality to each other. The church leadership were called to show hospitality to you, the church members. Another one, a small one, some of you may have noticed. I know some people have because they've commented on it. But if you go to have a cup of tea after the service, don't bother looking for the tin to put your donation in, because it ain't there any longer. Because we reckon if we're talking generosity, we shouldn't be asking for a donation for something. We're giving it you, free of charge, free will. Those drinks are free. Help yourself. Enjoy them. And we don't expect you to put your hand in your pocket. That's generosity. That's how we should be amongst ourselves as a church. But that's also how we should be as a church to our community, to our neighbourhood. Giving them what we can and giving it in abundance. Not just having the old coffee morning to let people come in, but having regular opportunities for people to come and share. And that's what the redevelopment's all about. Enabling this building somewhere where the community can come, can spend time, can receive. If the cafe area gets built, which we hope it will, people can come there for refreshments. People can come and relax and talk and meet people. And hopefully they'll meet members of the church and we'll talk. We'll talk about God and they'll see God in action and want to know more. Generosity, not just giving, not just of our money, our time, our abilities, to the least we can, but giving more and more. You may ask, what can I give? Well, you could perhaps, some of you, could give time. There are groups that need time. Groups like the BB, the Guides, the Brownies, could do with more assistance with leadership. People who could give their time to young men, to lads and girls. Most of the members of our BB company don't come into this church very often. In fact, it's a sadness, many of them don't come at the uniform services. But that's because they're off, the other half of the family are off doing something else. It's one of today's situations. But we, on a Wednesday night, give of our time to teach them things, to help them to learn, to help them to grow, as well as giving them a place of fun and enjoyment. It would be so much better with a little bit more leadership to help us out, to give them even more. I'm sure the guides and the brownies would say the same thing. I'm sure Chatterbox and Genesis would say the same thing. Somebody, if you've got time to spare, give it generously to the young people of our community so that we can give better to those who have come already and we can attract more to receive from God in his people. Party in the Park is all about we as a church giving to our community. We don't give it grudgingly. Can we give it more generously? Can we give more to the community? Not just on that one Saturday, but perhaps other occasions throughout the year. Generosity is giving more of ourselves. And we do it for a reason. And that reason is simple. Because we worship and serve a generous God. That was quite clear in Scripture. In the Old Testament, when the Israelites had escaped from Egypt and were moving towards the Promised Land on their 40-year journey, and they cried out for food. Yeah, God gave them the manna, the little white bread-like substance that fell every day. He gave them more than they needed. But then when they wanted more, you could say they were being greedy when they wanted more. He sent the quails. He sent the meat as well. More than enough, more than they could eat. More each day than they could cope with. God gave generously. In the Bible we see Jesus fed 5,000 people. He fed 5,000 people from like 5 loaves and 2 fishes. And how wonderful is that, to feed 5,000 people with enough that they are satisfied. Well, the story goes on to say they then collected over 12 baskets of food left over. God didn't just give through Jesus enough. He gave of abundance. The very first miracle, Jesus at a wedding in Cana changed water to wine. The wine had run out. The family were embarrassed. The wine had run out. And they called to Jesus. And he took water jars, he prayed over them, and he turned it into wine. And there was sufficient wine for the rest of the celebration. Great. But that wasn't just it. In fact, the master of ceremonies said to the family, "You, most people serve the best wine first and then bring out the rubbish. You have saved the best wine till last." God didn't just give them wine, he gave them quality wine, the best. God gives in abundance. God gives generously. Think of the occasion after the resurrection when Jesus was on the beach and the disciples were fishing and hadn't caught anything. And Jesus called to them, "Just throw your nets out the other side, you'll catch something." And they did. Did they catch 1 or 2 fish? A dozen fish? 2 dozen fish? No. We're told they caught so many fish, the nets were almost breaking as they pulled them to the front, to the shore. We serve a God who gives, and gives generously, and gives abundantly. And that's why we are called to do the same to each other, to our neighbours, our friends, to everybody around us. We're called to give more. You might speak of the idiom of going the extra mile. That's exactly what it is, going the extra mile. And that saying comes from our second reading, the gospel reading, where Jesus says, if somebody takes your tunic, give him your coat as well. If someone calls you to walk within 1 mile, go 2. And that's why I chose the Matthew version, because Luke doesn't refer to the walking a mile. But it was the regulation at those times. They were in an occupied country. Any Roman soldier had the right to demand of any Israelite citizen that he carry his bag for him for a distance of 1 mile. Any soldier could come up to you in the street and say, "You, pick up that bag and carry it." and you couldn't refuse on pain of death. So somebody would have to carry the bag 1 mile. So they were a mile out of their way. They had wasted the time spent to carry that bag. Well, they had no choice. And that's, things like that were the reason why the Romans were hated so much. A soldier could go up to a man in the street and say, "You, give me your jacket." And he had to, on pain of death. And Jesus is saying, if you're challenged in that way, give more. And what he was actually meaning, in a sense, was if you give more, that will shame the person who demanded of you. But from that point of view, yeah, but if we give more generously, then that's doing God's will. If you're called to walk 1 mile, walk 2 miles. Go further than necessary. Give more than is needed. Generosity is seeing what's needed, meeting that need, and then going further and giving more of our time, our abilities, our hospitality, our money, whatever it is. As a church, we are seen to be generous in a way. Perhaps we need to develop it more. But generosity is not giving grudgingly, not giving and thinking, "Oh, I could do without giving this," but giving it. As that quote said, let's just see what it says again. Generosity is not giving me that which I need more than you do. It's giving me that which you need more than I do. It's giving of ourselves more than we would give if we were just doing the basics. Generosity. We serve and worship a generous God who will flow his blessings out on us without hesitation. And in response, in thanks to him, we are called to do the same to those around us. To not just meet others' needs, but to do it abundantly in generosity and in good grace. Amen.